It's Build a Big Podcast. David Hooper here. Last week, I saw a message on a Facebook group that I'm a part of. It's for local podcasters, local being Nashville podcasters. It's by a guy named Marcus DePaula, and he says this. He said, this is my favorite Shure SM7B hack. SM7B, if you're not familiar with that, it's a broadcast mic. You go in a radio studio, you're going to find one of two mics, the Shure SM7B or Electro Voice RE20. Said, I've got a nice hack that I've done to my new Shure SM7B, my favorite podcast mic. I've inserted a popper blocker, mesh pop filter, into the grill of the SM7B to eliminate plosives without having to use a larger foam windscreen that comes with the SM7B so I don't lose high frequencies. Then he shows how to do it. It's a little bit more complicated than what I'm going to do, but I saw this thing and I thought this is going to be perfect for my Shure SM58, so my Shure SM58 knockoffs, my favorite mic. It's a GLS58, and it's $30 on Amazon. I use them on the road all the time, but it pops like crazy. So I'm going to switch over to that. I'm going to let you hear that mic, and then I'm going to insert the popper blocker, and you can hear for yourself, is this worth the investment? The investment, by the way, $5, postage paid at popperblocker.com. So here we go. All right, so I'm in my studio now. I've got the GLS58 mic. I'm going into an iRig Pre, which is a mic preamp, and that is going into an iPhone 6. I'm using Backpack Studio, and the reason that I'm using this setup is because it is what I often take when I'm on the road. The GLS58, it's a great mic. It's super cheap. I've had a great experience with it, but it pops a lot. It's hot. So when I saw the popper blocker, I thought to myself, that would be perfect because I don't have to take a windscreen with me. I don't have to take what I call a mic condom, the foam things that go on the top of a mic. Those things get destroyed when you're on the road. I'm going to read you the description here. It says, thank you for buying the popper blocker. For more information or to order more popper blockers, just visit our website, popperblocker.com. Installing your popper blocker is easy. Unscrew the mic off the ball. Shove the popper blocker disc into the ball. Center it in the top portion using your finger or a pointed item, such as a small screwdriver. We recommend discarding any foam insert found in the ball of the microphone. Screw the ball back on the mic. No more pops. When I come back, I'm going to have the popper blocker installed, and we will find out. Back with the GLS58 mic, popper blocker installed. I left the foam insert that was in the mic there and installed the popper blocker between the microphone and the foam insert. Not a whole lot of foam. I don't know if it's doing any good, but I figured, you know, maybe it's protecting the mic or something. $30 mic, man. You got to watch these things. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. All right. That was not good. And I don't know if it's the popper blocker. I don't know that I've got the gain too high on this iRig. So here's what I've done. I have gone back in the ball of the mic. I have removed the foam, which is what popper blocker recommended. Reinstalled popper blocker, which is hopefully working better now. And I'm going to try this tongue twister with the popper blocker, with the gain as it's set, which is how those last two recordings were set. And then I'm going to lower the gain to see if I can get a better outcome because this thing was hot. It was coming in probably like -3. And a lot of times I am probably -12 to maybe -16, -20, sometimes even that low as far as how I usually record. So this thing was hot, probably too hot for this. And when it's that hot, yeah, it's going to pop. So here it is with the gain the same as the last two recordings. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. All right, I'm going to lower the gain just a little bit on the iRig. All right, I'm going to try it right there. It's almost off. Turned it all the way down. And here we go. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. All right, on with the review. So there you have it, the popper blocker on a GLS58, the Shure SM58 knockoff you can get for $30 on Amazon. Links for that and links for the popper blocker in the episode notes, podcast.bigpodcast.com to get those. Is it worth it? I don't know. I think the way I've got this thing set up, going through the iRig into the iPhone, which is how I'll be using it, you know, it's a little more temperamental than what I normally do. Right now, I'm on an ATR 2100 USB mic straight into my computer. Normally, I'm using a BP40, the Audio-Technica broadcast mic that goes into a mixer. It's got all sorts of fancy gear around it. So who knows? What you just heard, it's very raw. It's a $5 investment. Did it block the plosives? Yeah, a little bit. Seemed to. I think the issue with my test, maybe, you know, wasn't scientific. You know, maybe it's just a bad setup going into the iRig, into the phone. I don't know. It's a nice mobile setup. It does the job. I wouldn't want to podcast with that full time. But if I've got to get a 5-minute podcast out, it works. But you can definitely hear the difference how I'm talking now, which again, just directly into a computer, ATR 2100, USB straight into the computer, and I do have a foam windscreen on it. But as I mentioned, the gain is a lot less into this mic right now. The gain right now, about minus 18 or something, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe minus 14. So play around with it. Is it worth it? Yeah, probably. $5. What do you got to lose? Popperblocker.com. Thank you for listening to Build a Big Podcast. If you want more from me, I'm here all the time. If you want to make sure you never miss an episode, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Got subscribe buttons there, one for iPhone, one for Android, one for RSS. That's how you get your podcast. So go to bigpodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe. I've also got a mailing list there. Send some great advice on how to get more people to your podcast, build your audience, make more money spreading your message. I'll see you on bigpodcast.com soon, and I'll see you here on the next episode.